H2 Introduction. You are not chasing goals, you are designing a system/H2. Most people treat life as one exam after another. We are trained from childhood to be goal-driven, set a desired outcome, reverse-engineer the steps, then grit our teeth and execute. This works when the path is clear and rules are stable, studying, fitness, saving money. But the moment the world gets complex, uncertain, and ambiguous, goal-driven thinking breaks down. You may not even be sure your goal is the right one, and even if you hit it, emptiness often follows, Life design flips this. It does not treat life as a straight line to be forced through, but as a product to be refined and a system to be iterated. You are not finishing a standard exam sheet, you are designing a mechanism that serves you long-term. In this article, starting from first principles, I will break life into operable modules, give you a three-step design framework, and supply a mind map, a comparison table, and a practical review method. You will not need to quit your job or change your destiny today, only to begin looking at your life through a designer's eyes, H2 Chapter 1, Seeing Life Through First Principles, H2. First principles means reducing something to its most basic, irreducible facts, then reasoning upward, not relying on analogy or applied to life, several overlooked facts appear, First, time is the scarcest resource. Everyone has 24 hours a day. Wealth can be re-earned, health can be repaired, but time flows one way and cannot be stockpiled. Any life design not built around time allocation is a castle in the air, Second, humans are energy systems, not willpower systems. Neuroscience shows focus, emotion, and decision quality all fluctuate with energy. Building life design on I must be more disciplined fails, building it on how do I steadily supply energy works, Third, life is a probability game, not a deterministic engineering project. Everything you do only raises the odds of an outcome, never guarantees it. So design is not betting on one path but building several positive expectancy options and compounding bets, Fourth, identity drives behavior, and behavior reinforces identity. The person you want to become is not achieved by slogans but by casting small daily votes through action. Designing life is essentially designing the identity you want and the habits that support it, Stack these four facts and the logic is clear. Treat time as currency, energy as fuel, multiple positive expectancy options as paths, and identity as navigation. Build a living system that sustains and improves itself, Etch these four basic facts into daily life and you gain a calmer, more durable cognitive filter than most. When the outside world is noisy and trends come and go, it helps you see, amid the chaos, which direction you should truly take H2 Chapter 2, The Four Pillars of Life Design H2. Any system needs structure. I summarize it as four pillars: energy, goals, relationships, wealth. They feed and constrain each other. Designing life means aligning and growing these four together, Strong pillar 1, energy, strong without energy, everything is zero. Energy comes from body, sleep, diet, exercise, emotion, boundaries, solitude, flow, and meaning, why you do things. Many optimize efficiency while chronically sleep-deprived and eat poorly, pouring water into a leaking bucket. Stabilize the energy base before upper design, Strong pillar 2, goals, strong not result metrics like make a million but identity metrics like what kind of person do I want to be and direction metrics like what my life looks like in 3 years. Identity gives drive, direction gives a filter. When opportunity knocks, ask does this fit who I want to be? Strong pillar 3, relationships, strong the Harvard study of adult development, tracking people for 80 years, concluded consistently, what decides happiness and longevity is not wealth or fame but quality relationships. Relationships are not accessories, they are the medium of life itself. Designing life must treat who is around you as a core variable, Strong pillar 4, wealth, strong here wealth means resources that give you options, not consumption symbols. It includes cash reserves, marketable skills, passive income, and resilience. Wealth's role is to give you room to experiment. Whether you dare design a second life or refuse a job you hate is backed by wealth/P. P, the common failure, energy is drained, goals are externally defined, relationships neglected, wealth consumed. Step 1 of life design is a health check on each pillar/P. H2 Chapter 3, the 3-step life design framework/H2. P, with logic and pillars, we need a method. I distill it into 3 steps: audit, prototype, iterate. Note, it is a loop, not a one-time flow/P. P, strong step 1, audit/strong take paper, write 3 sentences per pillar: current state, biggest gap, one thing to change most. Then do a time audit, record 7 days to see where time actually goes. You will be shocked that important things occupy little. The point is real data as baseline, not self-blame/P. P, strong step 2, prototype/strong do not overhaul life all at once. Designers build low-fidelity prototypes, want to switch careers? Sit in a class, do 1 informational interview. Want to write? Post daily for 30 days before talking publishing. Prototypes are cheap, fast feedback, validating direction before real investment/P. P, strong step 3, iterate/strong turn prototypes into small experiments, a 2-week cycle with a clear hypothesis and success standard. Review it and keep what works, cut what doesn't, design the next round. Life is not one big gamble but a chain of controlled small experiments/P. H2 Chapter 4, build your life operating system/H2. P, framework answers what to do. The operating system answers how to keep doing it. Even great design collapses without a running system. The Life OS has 3 layers: habits, decisions, information/P. P, strong habits/strong make important things default actions. Use habit stacking, attach a new habit after an existing one, meditate 2 minutes after brushing. Use environment design, minimize friction, books by bed, not on a shelf. The key is not willpower to start, but making good habits the default path needing no thought/P. P, strong decisions/strong build personal decision principles in advance. When do I always say no? What opportunities do I prioritize? With principles written first, you won't be hijacked by emotion or face-saving in the moment. Buffett says 90% of his decisions follow a few simple principles. Patience handles the rest/P. P, strong information/strong manage input quality. What you scroll daily quietly shapes your desires and standards. Regularly clean information sources, keep what gives energy and insight, avoid anxiety noise. Information dieting is the most important yet neglected self-management today/P. H2 Chapter 5, Parallel Multiversion Life, The Odyssey Plan/H2. P, Stanford's Life Design Course offers the Odyssey Plan, write 3 5-year future plans at once/P. P, version 1, the path you are on, if all goes well. Version 2, if version 1 is suddenly blocked, industry vanishes, health fails, how would you go? Version 3, if money and others' opinions didn't matter, what path would you truly take? The point is not to pick one but to realize life has more than one road. The single correct path you about is an illusion. Parallel versions cut obsession with one outcome and prepare you for change/P. P, practical tip, redraw the Odyssey each year on 1 page, mark common core elements, all 3 include writing and family time, these are the bottom commitments to keep regardless of circumstances/P. H2 Chapter 6, review and iterate, let the system evolve itself/H2. P, design without review decays into busy work. Build 3 review rhythms, weekly, monthly, yearly/P. P, strong weekly, 20 minutes/strong was the energy pillar stable? Did you do small things toward identity goals? Which day got dragged by noise? Note 3 wins, 3 fixes/P. P, strong monthly, 1 hour/strong score 4 pillars 0 to 10, which is lowest? How did this month's key experiment validate? Next month, focus on fixing one pillar, not four at once, slash P. P strong yearly, half day slash strong redraw the odyssey, write who I became this year, not what KPIs I hit, give next year's identity and direction goals one sentence each. The yearly review centers on identity evolution, not achievement lists, slash P. H2 Chapter 7, Daily Tactics for Energy Management, slash H2. P among the four pillars, energy is the most overlooked yet the most decisive for your ceiling. We often say, I have no time, but what is truly scarce is usually energy, not time. The decision quality, emotional stability, and creativity of someone who slept 8 hours versus 5 are worlds apart facing the same task. Energy management is not mysticism but a set of designable daily tactics, more fundamental than any time management course, slash P. P Tactic 1, Sleep Before Efficiency. Many trade sleep for a few overtime hours, then pay it back doubled with next day inefficiency and errors. Treat sleep as a non-negotiable fixed cost, cheaper than any productivity course. A fixed wake time matters more than a fixed bedtime, because morning light and rhythm naturally push you toward drowsiness. Anchor the rhythm and the whole day's energy curve steadies, slash P. P Tactic 2, Stabilize Blood Sugar Through Diet. Big glucose swings bring mood lows and scattered attention, mistaken for lack of willpower. Cut refined sugar and high glycemic breakfasts, anchor with protein and fiber to keep steady morning output. This is not dieting but engineering optimization of brain fuel, the highest ROI change in your energy base, slash P. P Tactic 3, Schedule Daily Flow. Flow is energy, not drain. Doing what you love with slight challenge leaves you fuller afterward. Put this flow in your calendar like a meeting, not when I have time. Once it becomes default rhythm, your energy pool self-replenishes instead of only draining, slash P. P Tactic 4, Set Emotional Boundaries. Limiting people and things that drain you long-term is not coldness but protecting your energy pool. Learn to say calmly, I can't help with this, and redirect saved energy to what truly matters. Stack these four and your energy base turns from a leaking bucket into a reservoir. Only then does the upper life design have fuel to burn, slash P. H2 Chapter 8, Using Design Thinking for Major Decisions, slash H2. P job changes, relocation, entrepreneurship, marriage, these are irreversible, information incomplete, long consequence choices. The traditional pros and cons list often fails because you simply don't know what the unknown side looks like. The listed pros and cons are only imagination. Design thinking offers a steadier playbook, turning a life-betting hard choice into a workable experiment, slash P. P first, swap should I do it for, can I build a minimal prototype? Want to relocate? Take a 3-month trip visa stay, more real than a year of mental simulation. Want to start up? Run one small order on weekends, more reliable than a 40-page plan. Prototypes turn abstract anxiety into concrete feedback, making the unknown side visible, slash P. P second, separate reversible from irreversible choices. Reversible ones, changing jobs, taking a course, deserve experiment-minded quick trials, low cost, fast feedback. Irreversible ones, settling abroad, having a child, need heavier decision frames and longer prototype periods. Mixing them brings either paralysis over small things or reckless gambles over big ones, slash P. P third, use regret minimization, not gain maximization for the final call. Imagine your 80-year-old self looking back, which choice would you least regret? Bezos calls it the regret minimization framework, and it usually points to the option you already wanted but fear held down. Facing major decisions, this is a more reliable compass than any spreadsheet, slash P. H2 Chapter 9, Hand Life to Time, the 5-year view, slash H2. P The most counterintuitive part of life design is that it demands both action and patience. Trained on instant feedback, we doubt our lives if a post gets no likes, yet what truly shapes you is the compound effect of tiny choices on a 5-year scale. Knowing how to make time an ally is the watershed between a designer and an anxious person, slash P. P. Place every small experiment in the 5-year coordinate, the book you read today, the relationship you maintain, the resilience money you save, trivial alone, worlds apart compounded over 5 years. Conversely, short-term shine bought by draining energy often reveals its cost on that same scale. The shortcut becomes the longest road, /P. P. So make yourself a slow variable promise. Skip the overnight transformation narrative. Trust only the daily inch forward system. When you examine each day's design through a 5-year lens, anxiety fades, rhythm steadies, and the person you truly want to become slowly grows through these unremarkable choices, /P. H2 Chapter 10, A 7-Day Starter Checklist, /H2. P theory is empty without action. Here is a starter checklist you can begin in 7 days, 15 minutes a day, gradually installing life design into your life, /P. P Day 1, do a time audit, record where each hour went. Day 2, write 3 sentences of health check for each of the 4 pillars. Day 3, write 1 identity goal, I want to become a person who __. Day 4, design your first 2-week experiment. Day 5, clean 1 information source that drains you. Day 6, schedule a deep conversation with someone important. Day 7, draw your 3 Odyssey versions and mark the common core. After 7 days, you hold a life design sketch that is uniquely yours, /P. H2 Conclusion, you are the designer of your own life, /H2. P life design is not chicken soup but a toolset turning living well from mysticism into engineering. It admits the world is uncertain, you will change, there is no standard answer, so it does not demand you choose right once, only that you keep designing, experimenting, iterating. From today, ask less, what is my life goal, and more, what small experiment can I design right now? When you face life as a designer, the script returns to your own hands, /P. P. If you take only 1 sentence from this long read, take this, life design needs no grand starting point, it can begin today. Spend 20 minutes on your first time audit, write 1 identity goal, design a 2-week experiment, a system is not built in a day, but the first brick can be laid today. You need not wait until ready, for designers learn by doing, /P. P. Finally, bookmark this article and revisit your Odyssey plan once a month. When life pushes you off track, it will remind you, you were never a passive passenger, but the designer and helmsman of your own life ship. May you live, within a system that is yours, unhurried and ever-renewing, /P.